I pay attention to her in a way I can't describe, feeling for whatever it is that connects us. It's deep and wide as a river, invisible and fluid and powerful enough to drown in. What I sense through it is more than I bargained for. Her attention's fixed on the road ahead, but her emotions are in turmoil. Grief, anger at me for being a damn fool, anxiety, jealousy. Jealousy? I didn't know you cared, I say aloud. And I'm not sure I want you to care, I think to myself.
Oh, it's not about you. If you get yourself killed, what happens to me?
She wants it to sound like cynical self-interest, but there's a taste of worry and confusion in her mind that undermines every word that comes out of her mouth. Something big is going down on this island, I say, tacitly changing the subject before we end up in uncharted waters. Billington's crew has got watchers out, seagull monitors controlled from the somewhere else, and then I ran into Mark. Judging by the state of my wards, every goddamn corpse on the island must be moving. Why the hell haven't they chained up the graveyards? And what's this thing they've got about single female tourists?
That might not be part of Billington's core program.
Ramona sounds non-committal, but I can tell she knows more than she's admitting.
It might be his crew carrying on behind his back, or something less obvious.
Come on. If his sailors are kidnapping single females, you think he's not going to know about it? Ramona turns her head to look me in the eye.
I think you underestimate just how big this scheme is.
Then why won't you tell me? I complain.
Because I'm... She bites her tongue. Listen, it's a nice day. Let's go for a walk, huh?
A walk? Why? I get the most peculiar sense that she's trying to tell me something without putting it into words.
Let's just say I want to see your boxers, okay?
She grins. Her good humor's more fragile than it looks, but just for a moment I like what I can see.
Okay.
I yawn, the after effects of the chase catching up with me. Where do you want to go?
There's a spot near Orient Bay.
She drives past tourists and local traffic in silence. I keep my mouth shut. I'm not good at handling emotional stuff, and Ramona confuses the hell out of me. It's almost enough to make me wish Mo was around. Life would be a lot simpler. We hit a side road and drive along it until we pass a bunch of the usual beachside shops and restaurants and a car park. Ramona noses the Ferrari between a Land Rover and a rack of brightly painted bone shaker bicycles and kills the engine.
Come on,
she says, jumping out and popping open the trunk.
I bought you a towel, trunks and sandals.
Huh? She prods me in the ribs.
Strip off.
I look at her dubiously, but her expression is mulish. There's a concrete convenience nearby, so I wander over to it and go inside. I pull my polo shirt off, then lose the shoes, socks, and trousers before pulling on the swimming trunks. I have my limit, the smartphone I keep. I go back outside. Ramona is just about hopping up and down with impatience.
What are you doing with that phone?
She asks.
Come on, it'll be safe in the glove compartment.
Nope, not doing. I cross my arms defensively. The trio doesn't fit nicely in the baggy, boxer-style trunks pocket, but I'm not handing it over. You want my wallet? You can have it. But not my trio. It's already saved my life once today.
I see.
She stares at me, chewing her lip thoughtfully.
Listen, will you turn it off?
What?
But it's in sleep mode. No, I want you to switch it right off. No electronics is best, but if you insist on carrying...
I raise an eyebrow and she shakes her head in warning. I look her in the eye. Are you sure this is necessary?
Yes.
My stomach flip-flops. No electronics. That's heavy. In fact, it's more than heavy. To compute is to be, and all that. I don't mind going without clothes, but being without a microprocessor is truly stripping down. It's like asking a sorcerer to surrender his magic wand, or a politician to forswear his lies. How far do I trust her, I wonder. Then I remember last night, a moment of vulnerability on a balcony overlooking the sea. Okay. I press and hold the power button until the phone chimes and the signal LED winks out. No electronics. What now? Follow me. She picks up the towels, shuts the car trunk, and heads towards the beach. While I wasn't looking, she's shed the sarong. I can't keep my eyes from tracking the hypnotic sway of her buttocks.